Om Shanti. 30th January 2020. Today's effort. If any type of obstacle is disturbing your intellect, then with the experimentation of yoga, first of all, finish that obstacle. Let there not be the slightest disturbance in your mind and intellect. Let there be such a practice of remaining stable in the avyakta stage that the soul, the spirit, is easily able to know what other soul, spirit, is saying and know the feelings in anyone's mind. So Baba is saying, if there is any type of obstacle which is disturbing your intellect, then do prayog, that is experimentation of yoga, and finish that obstacle. Second, let there not be the slightest disturbance in mind and intellect. And third, develop this practice of thought reading, of remaining stable in the avyakta stage, that you know the spirit, the soul, is easily able to know what the another soul, spirit, is saying and know the feeling in anyone's mind, thought or feelings. So the first thing is, whenever there is any obstacle that is coming in our way, what we should do is experimentation in yoga. Which experiments we will do? Yes? Tell some common experiments of yoga. No matter what is the problem, the same formula. There must be some formula. Sakash to whom? Person? What yoga experiment? In today's Murli Baba said, if somebody comes and says nonsense, stay calm. Don't utter a single word. Because clapping takes place with two hands. So that is also a yoga experiment. Stay silent. Don't speak at all. Keep mum. That itself calms down the other soul. Then what other experiment of yoga? Smile. Sometimes they might feel it is sarcastic, but okay. In today's Murli Baba said, you have to stay happy always and share this happiness with others. This is your greatest of hospitality. This is the hospitality that you offer to each other. So smiling, okay. Yoga experiment. What yoga experiment you will do? There is suddenly an obstacle has come. Soul conscious. What else? Detached observer. Go beyond. What else? The obstacle is in front of us and we have to do something with it. Yeah? Okay. Stop and go ahead. Full stop. In today's blessing, Baba said, whenever any paper comes, don't resort to questioning. Why this has come, why it has come to me, rather than questioning, just put a full stop. And your paper, your class will change, you will pass the paper. So putting the full stop, rather than correction, quotation and questions. If you want self progress, put the pack. Tighten your connection with Baba. So, rather than resorting to correcting others, that you should not have done this, you should do this, rather than rectifying, correcting their mistakes, one must better tighten one's connection with Baba, rather than quoting. What is quotation? He has said like that, he has said like that, even seniors do like that, so I have done, what is the problem? So you start quoting yogis or even Baba. Baba, you only said like that. That's why we did it. So quotation. And third is questioning. Why this? Why that? Why this happens to me? Why only me every time? So one is assailed by a series of questions. So don't resort to correction, quotation or questions, but rather focus on your own connection with Baba. So whenever obstacle comes, the basic thing is don't focus on the external thing. There is a mountain, don't focus on the external. Focus on your own internal connection with Baba. That is the most important thing. Rather than doing anything with the circumstance, you have to do with your own self. So this is a, and we cannot control others, and nor we can control the situation, the circumstances, because they are the result, cumulative result of our own karmic accounts. They are also the result of our own previous wrong, bad actions, our own mistakes. The situations are the result of our own past actions. So I cannot hold anybody responsible for it. First of all, I must take the responsibility upon myself. If A is not behaving properly with B, but then B observes that A behaves nicely with others, with C and D, and with E and F. A is behaving, if I say that A is not a good person, because he doesn't behave nicely with me, but then what about the opinion of C, D, E and F? They are having very good opinion of A. So probably it is not the problem of his behavior, it is the problem of my own karmic accounts with this soul. So this is the problem. So I have to set this correction, the connection right. So whenever an obstacle comes, first of all, know that this is an obstacle, this is a paper, this is a learning thing, and I must make it a stepping stone to success rather than going on the complaining mode. Let me learn something from this situation, this obstacle, this person, this barrier. So yoga experimentation means, first of all, stay silent. Don't resort to questioning, quotations or correcting others that you should do this, you should not do this. In today's Murli, Baba quoted, charity begins at home. What you have to do with others? Charity begins at home. So you start this practice with yourself. So I have nothing to do with others. Let them do whatever they are doing. That is immaterial to me. Second thing, soul consciousness. The more soul conscious I am, the more I spin the discus of self-realization, I can kill this maya which has suddenly come over me. So, soul conscious, rather than becoming body conscious and shouting and shrieking and correcting that person and telling that person that you are this, you are wrong, you are whatever. It's better to be soul conscious. Third, which has come in today's Murli, brotherly vision. Brotherly vision. No matter whatever that person is doing, but after all, he is a soul. And let me see him as a soul. Baba said in today's Murli, this is the mehnat, this is the effort you have to do. If you don't do this effort, you cannot gain higher status. So this is the effort you have to do. Brotherly vision. This will make the senses calm. All the fickleness of senses, chanchalta, that all will be destroyed with this brotherly vision. So whenever a person is coming to me as an obstacle, practice brotherly vision. And when you practice brotherly vision, automatically the next thing is sakash. you are automatically sending out positive vibes to that soul. Because any soul who has become obstacle is probably carrying the ring of negativity around him. And if I want to break that ring of negativity, I cannot do it with words. Words are powerless here. The only weapon that can penetrate the ring of negativity is pure and positive energy. That's it. If I decide, let me sit with that person, probably ego from both sides would clash and further disturbance will happen. So let there be distance. There's nothing to be done. Just stay calm. Just be soul conscious. Just have brotherly vision. And then start giving pure positive vibes. What is Sakash? The easiest definition of Sakash is pure positive vibes, vibrations. This is the simplest definition of Sakash. I'm not forgiving him. I'm not trying to ask for pardon. Nothing. Just one soul is sending out pure positive vibrations to another soul. That's it. Nothing more than that. So this is the principle. This is the yoga experiment. The moment I try to correct it, there should be minimal use of words. Let there be silence. There is one quotation by an English philosopher. It's very powerful. Powerful in the sense you must remember it for the whole life. What he says is, if you are criticized, if somebody criticizes you, if somebody opposes you, if somebody talks against you, say nothing. Say nothing. Do nothing. And third, be nothing. If you are opposed, if you are criticized, if somebody is maligning you, condemning you, say nothing. Do nothing. And be nothing. This is the best way to counter opposition, criticism. Because if you try to say something and give any clarification, will it work? It will not work. I go and try to justify myself. No, I am not wrong. You have misunderstood me. Do you think that he will understand? Oh, I have misunderstood. So I am sorry. Never. Because it is not the question of thing. It is the question of that person's ego. If you prove to somebody that he is wrong, no person easily accepts that. So when you are opposed, criticized, say nothing. Don't say anything. Just stay calm. Do nothing. The moment you try to do something, people will feel that you are trying to prove yourself. So no testimonials required for truth. Truth is self-evident. So I am Siddh. And be nothing. Be nothing means egoless. You are right. What you said is 100% right. I am nothing in front of you. Even though he might be wrong. But if you try to prove yourself right in front of you, is he going to accept? The matter will calm down and then gradually that person will realize. At present, in the heat of that discussion and argument, nobody is ready to accept. Whatever. If you have to say, that is another way now. If you have to say, say it calmly, quietly. Whatever is the truth. But if I try to show that I am right, if I try to prove that I am right, one is to say calmly whatever is the truth. Another is to try to be defensive. Jit Siddh, that becomes Maya. When I try to convince somebody with force, that becomes a Maya. So Baba is saying, If you want avyakta stage, then do experimentation of yoga. So yoga experimentation consists of sakash, yoga experimentation consists of having brotherly vision, yoga experimentation consists of forgiving that soul or asking for pardon or creating a positive imagery or visualization or going to Baba and in that combined stage with Baba, giving sakash to that soul, because that soul is at present in a very weak stage. In a very, very weak stage. Under the influence of Maya probably. So, there is no point in argument. Baba is saying, let there not be the slightest disturbance in your mind and intellect. So, mind and intellect. Mind keeps on questioning, why this, why that? Why this person is behaving like this with me? And intellect again gives further arguments. So, it's very difficult sometimes to convince mind and intellect. That's why I consider them as small children. This is a younger brother, elder brother. Sit with them and do some counseling sessions. Spiritual counseling sessions. They both should sit in front of you and do the session. Family counseling. This is family. The soul should sit and convince the mind why you are so restless. If you are right, truth can never die. Intellect, whatever arguments you are giving, but are you forgetting what is Baba Srimat? Baba Srimat is to put full stop. Baba has never said to put questions, why this, why that, why that, why that. Never. In today's Mukhi, Baba said you have got third eye. And with that third eye, you can see what the world doesn't see. So you should have that third eye and see, yes, this is the thing. And one must learn to overlook certain things. You need not to sit and churn every situation of life. One of the philosopher was sitting and one sage was sitting and a disciple of the worldly person came and he asked, what should I do? There are so many obstacles, problems in life. So the sage said, look at those cows. So there were cows and there was a wall in front of that cow. He said, look what those cows are doing. They are trying to overlook that wall. They are not looking at the wall. They are trying to see what is beyond the wall. So this is the situation. Rather than focusing on the situation, now see something which is beyond the situation. Something which is here, hiding, waiting for you. So we are focusing all the time on this situation. But there is something beyond this situation also. So focus on that. So, let there not be slightest perturbance, disturbance in your mind or intellect. Let there be such practice of remaining stable. So Baba said, do this practice. Which practice? Remaining stable in the avyakta stage. And the soul, the spirit is easily able to know. Then you will become a thought reader. Thought reader. What the other person is feeling, what the other person is thinking, what the spirit is saying, what feeling is there in other person's mind. Though Baba says in Murli that I am not a thought reader. I am not a thought reader. I am not a Jani Janana. I am not the omniscient. I do not know everything. But he is the knower. That's another thing. But he wants us to become thought reader. You must understand what is there in the mind of somebody. What feelings are there, and that you can understand only when you are calm, when you are quiet, when you are silent. A disturbed mind, disturbed A cannot know what is there in the mind of B. But yes, if the A becomes very calm, very silent, automatically whatever is there, that will be known to A very easily. So what the other soul is saying, knowing, you will know. So these are the three things Baba said today. First, if any obstacle come, sit down and do yoga experimentation. Second, don't get disturbed in mind or intellect. Third, do this practice of thought reading. How to become a thought reader? That's another question. Yes? Is there any method to become thought reader? Sixth sense, thought reading, ESP, extra sensory perception, intuition. These are some of the words. Intuition, sixth sense, extra sensory perception, and thought reading. How to do this? Telepathy, spiritual telepathy. This is also another. Spiritual telepathy. You sit here and try to send messages to another person's mind. Yeah. So this is a soul A, this is B. Feel as if there is some tube, a silver tube, connecting me and that soul. This is the, there is a silver tube which is going from my side, from this forehead to that forehead. And then through this tube, send vibrations and see those vibrations are going. And that soul is getting, because there are people who do not, they are not ready to listen to us. There are souls whom we cannot directly teach. So we can plant seeds of thought in the land of their subconscious mind. Straight away send the seed from here. Plant it every day. Through this tube. This is imagination. If you can do it, take the seeds and plant. Which seeds? Seed of God's love, seed of understanding, seed of positive thoughts, seed of powers, seed of knowledge. Because it's sometimes very difficult to control another person. So you have to do at Amritvela some experimentation so that you can do some welfare to that soul in a very silent, wordless, speechless, soundless, chantless manner. Anytime. That has nothing to do with let him sleep or let him do whatever he is doing. It's good that he is sleeping, it's fine. But thoughts don't have barriers. We are planting straight in the subconscious mind, in the soul, deep in the depth of that soul. So go and put the seed there. And then keep on pouring water also and give some heat of sunlight also. So, yoga experimentation. So, becoming a thought reader. And another thing, listen to his soul's deepest needs. What that soul is really thinking about me. Go and enter inside and listen. What he wants. What is the deepest need? Deepest feelings? Deepest desires? Why this resentment? Why this anger for me? Why this revengeful attitude? Listen to that soul and then pour love there. Then gradually that soul will calm down. But this is not a one day game. Do it every day. Without fail. Without getting tired. Okay. So these are the three things we have to do today. First, obstacle, experimentation of yoga. Second, no disturbance in mind. Sit with them and do spiritual counseling. And third, staying stable and trying to understand other person. What the results? Yeah?
You don't see the results.
The results may not come easily. That will take time. Not next birth. This birth only. But very slowly the result will come. Om Shanti.